B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're at Beasley Media Group Station. We got one more day left. That was fun, man. That was a great time. What a great time. The NFL draft. The whole crowd. Man, it was. I got chills listening to the crowd.
I don't like the commissioner, but I'll give him credit for sort of egging him on a little bit. Saying, come on, Philly. That all you got?
Yeah, he knows. It was loud, though, man. Like, they booed him for like
55 seconds.
5 seconds. That might be the record. That's definitely got to be the record.
And I was thinking, I was talking to Tyrone during the break. I wonder, I mean, I don't know if we have a count on how many people were there. I wonder if there are more people there Friday. Because Friday, I get day one is day one, but Friday night's Friday night. Right? Like, you're not working right. Saturday. So if you're in or around the city,
you're hanging.
Yeah, exactly. So I wonder if Friday night almost had a bigger crowd. And because, like you said, we love sports so much locally. Like Nashville. Did Nashville get a big Nashville, Tennessee crowd? Or do they get people who went there for vacation and they saw, you know, the draft?
You know what the best was? The only thing that sticks out about Nashville was all these girls on a bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, we had stories about it.
Yeah.
We played audio. The girls that were so upset.
We came in here to the bachelorette party and there's all these football fans.
I loved it. I love the fact that all those football Neanderthals are wrecking their good time. What are they? I don't understand. There's more people, more dudes. What are they upset for? Huh? Any
ideas? That's a good question. I'm trying to see if I have something in my folder from those days.
There was a girl who was like ripping football. I remember her. Do you remember?
Oh, here you go. Hold on.
You got it?
All right. You ready?
And it just changes, like, the crowd, like, what you're here for. Like, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of football guys. No. Like, I'm good. I already have to watch football on Sundays. I don't need to see any more of that.
And did you realize that the NFL draft was going to be here?
No.
No idea. Like, mind blown when we landed.
We had no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
And I think my dad's very disappointed in me that I didn't know.
When did I start planning the draft? Because I feel like I just found out about this.
I found out 3 days ago, and it made me want to cry.
The person that's going to pay for this is my husband when I refuse to watch football the entire season. Like, no Super Bowl.
No.
Because you get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
Every year.
I hate all of them.
Don't you hate them?
I hate all of them.
And, like, the worst thing, the best thing she said was, you know who's going to pay for this? My husband. Because I'm not watching football with him all season long. Not even the Super Bowl. If I was that dude, I would be like, yeah, beat it. Get away from me.
Is my husband when I refuse to watch football the entire season. Like, I'm talking no Super Bowl.
I'm going, all right.
No, seriously. Is she crazy?
Boys are coming over today.
Let me ask you a question. First of all, you heard her, right? You heard what she sounds like. What dude would want to watch football with her?
Exactly.
What dude would want to be around her? You know she's high maintenance. Horrible.
Well, and you also know, like, she has...
Shut up.
She has no care.
If you were the one, you would go, get out. Be quiet. Get out. Get out. You know what? Fine. I'll get out. See ya.
Yes. You know she doesn't care about football either because she's like, how long do they plan the draft?
I know. It's every year. Oh, God. It does not get more annoying than that. Horrible, Tunis.
I don't want to be on that Zoom call.
No. Oh, you know she's a Zoom call with her savvy P and watching the Zoom. Oh.
So, no, we didn't have that in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
Like, Philadelphia was true sports people that were there and true fans and the city itself.
Exactly. It was awesome, Philadelphia. All right, let's get back to the phone.
Because you get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
Every year.
Kai, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kai.
Oh, man. She's a selfish, bro. Like Sonny said in Broxtail, Dumpa.
Yeah.
Dumpa. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
What's going on, Tunis, man? What's going on, cuz? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. We're good, man.
I got staying safe.
Yes, sir. How about you?
Awesome, awesome. I just wanted to touch a little bit on the draft, man. I'm kind of not I feel like I'm going to be disappointed. I'm not putting no faith in trusting Holly nor the front office, man. I feel like they're going to let us down. I feel like they're not going to come through. And I feel like they're not going to draft speed. I feel like our biggest need is speed. Speed on the outside and inside. And yeah. I feel like Andy Reid, he put the blueprint out for all the teams. This is how you win.
Yeah.
Speed and talent. And I feel like the Eagles aren't going to do that. I'm a big Eagles fan, but I feel like they're not going to do that.
Well, I hope you're wrong, you know, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I keep going back to what's the alternative? Like, what's the most glaring weakness on this team? You can talk about needs, right? Holes. Mm-hmm. There's one that's above the other, and it's the outside playmaker receiver.
Right, right, exactly.
So listen, if you and I go, it's the most obvious thing in the world. How in the world could they ignore it?
I feel like typical Howie Roseman, man. He always want to find that diamond in the rough. He always want to go to the patch and go route. I feel like he's not. I got that feeling that he's going to do it again. Howie done it again.
But again, how could he ignore it? You know what I mean? Like how could he possibly Kai? Ignore the biggest, that would make no sense in the world to me.
Right. It's going to hurt my little heart if he does so. I'm going to be very, very upset. And once again, I'm going to feel like you're the laughing stock of the draft.
All right. I got my hand out. Take my hand, brother.
I got you.
All right. Let's do it. Let's go all in and see what happens. If they don't do it, then we revolt.
Oh, definitely. They don't do it. I'm gonna call. We're gonna hash this out.
Yeah, we'll have a revolution, man.
Yes, we will.
We'll take over by force. NovaCare.
Yes, sir. Well, you guys take care, man. Stay safe.
You
man.
Too. Thanks, guy. Thanks, buddy. Take it easy, man. Be safe. You gotta put that as a poll. You taking it back? We're gonna go in all and believe.
The believe poll?
Yeah.
I don't know if people could do that.
No?
I don't think people are going to do that. I think you're doing a great job talking some guys into it, but I don't know.
I'm trying to talk myself into it.
I don't think many people will sign that.
No? Ooh. Man, I hope I'm wrong.
That could be we'll make that. Do I put it out now, 24 hours, or do I take it to the draft? Now until the first pick.
No, do it now. Again.
Yeah, but do I do 24 hours or I do, however, 31 hours? Like leading up to the first pick.
Okay. Yeah, do it leading up to the first. Okay. Do it that way. I'm down with that. Are you taking it?
Well, yeah, because I already feel pretty good.
No, but you don't have to. I'm not forcing you to take my hand. This is how I'm trying to cope.
Right. I mean, I don't need to take your hand because I'm already feeling good.
Yeah.
I'll stand there by your side, though.
All right.
6 feet apart.
All right. That's what I can't do to take my hand thing.
No.
It's no good.
Take my glove.
I washed it, and I have, I still got some of that, what you call it, left.
Some Purell?
Yep.
No, extend the olive branch. As long as it's 6 feet.
All right. All right. Tasty Cake Dom is hanging. Tasty Cake!
And, hey, Andrew.
Tasty Cake! Help so, front lines.
Yes. And thank, well, and I want to say something about the draft. That small window with Deshaun, where you saw when Carson was able to go over the top, how explosive that offense, that tells you all you need to know. You got to move up and get the receiver, right?
Yes. Well, watching their offense last year with the fact that their tight end was the only one catching balls tells you you got to go with the receiver, right?
Right. So, and also, this thing with just as your show gives my friends and I content, this Last Dance thing has given us so much content. So, quickly, Ann, I want your opinion on today's argument. I say this morning, we're going LeBron and Jordan a little bit, and I say LeBron's 8 final appearances, right, Ann?
Right.
Mike and the Bulls, they sweep that. They go 8. They win 8 championships. Are you with me?
Yes. I am. I mean, I feel about the Bulls. You know how I feel about Jordan. Right?
Right. Yeah. So they go 8-0. Now, conversely, that Heat team, we're leaving out, you agree that the Heat LeBron teams were better than his Cleveland teams, correct?
Yeah, obviously.
So conversely, that Miami Heat team that won 2 championships against Mike's 6 titles, that Lakers team with Blatty, with Byron Scott, James Worthy Magic, the Heat ain't winning that. The Heat ain't beating them. They're not.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I agree with that.
And they ain't beating Barkley. Kevin Johnson, they ain't beating that Phoenix team, man. They ain't. They're not beating Barkley.
Phoenix team was deep.
And I don't think they beat Utah. I think that the Heat could beat the Portland Trail Blazers. So in that same 6 title.
I think they beat Utah. Yeah, I do.
LeBron ain't going to the basket against Utah. They got some big boys. I mean, Karl Malone, and then they have Ostertag, and I mean, there were some big boys there.
Mark Eaton, that Mark Redwood Eaton. Tree. But he stinks, though.
They got Byron Scott. You got Jeff Hornacek and John Stockton. I don't know, man.
No, Hornacek was, well, yeah, by then, you're right. He was on Utah.
Hornacek was an all-star. But both of the final appearances against the Bulls, Jeff Hornacek was an all-star.
Yeah.
And played well. So,
I don't know. I probably would take LeBron, but I hear you. The Phoenix team was good. I mean, they took Jordan to 6, and that was a great team, that Phoenix team.
Right. So
and the Lakers were a good team, too.
I know you don't like to go time period, but at best, the Heat in the six Mike's 6 titles, you're saying the Heat go maybe 3-3.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean? And then people are saying that LeBron had more talent around him than Mike. Well, and yet he's only going to go 3-3? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's close. And it has nothing to do with LeBron. I think LeBron is a great, great talent, and he is what he is. I mean, enough said, right? I mean, he's probably number 2. I feel about Bird and Magic and Kobe.
Yep.
And I think LeBron's number 2. He's not close to Jordan. I'm sorry. I don't say it.
And the last thing I want to say to you is Mike's show the last 2 days, he was doing this draft at the all-time athletes in any sport.
Right.
And I now know who the most under, because if Ty's listening, he'd correct me if I'm wrong, but I listened to the whole show Monday. I don't think Tim Duncan was chosen, Ant. I don't think they said Tim Duncan.
I'm waiting
to hear Tim Duncan because you know how much I love him.
And how many players?
He didn't make the first 100 picks for sure. Tim Duncan.
100?
And it's not just basketball. It's baseball. It's every sport imaginable. But still, Tim Duncan don't make the first 100 picks? It's a violation.
Violation is a strong word. You know what? Dobby, great call. You got me thinking about it. So here's the problem. Is that if you're going all time, you got all the sports involved too, right?
Yeah, not just the four majors. You're going boxing, you're going golf.
Tiger and Ali, and you got, you know, all those fighters. Because you got to figure, Duncan's what? Even in the NBA, he's not top 10 all time.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's the best power forward I've seen in my lifetime, but I'm 26. So, like, you know.
He's not top 10. I love
Duncan. No, I'm sure. Yeah, you're right.
And the problem with Duncan is, as great as he was, I love him too. And I know Dobby, like, loves Duncan, so I respect that. But as great as he is, you know, Barkley was more dynamic, and Malone had more points. I mean, those are three great fours. And to me, if I'm going to be honest, KG belongs in that group. That's a great group, right?
It is a great group. I still go Duncan over KG, I think.
I do. But
they're both going to the Hall of Fame same year.
But I think KG belongs in the conversation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he's Hall of Famer. He's getting him, Kobe, and Tim Duncan.
Listen, it's a great argument. It's a great argument. I love stuff like that because now all of a sudden my mind will just go wander.
Yeah, he'll be laying up at night tonight, and you'll be like, oh, man.
I love that stuff. Thank you, Tasty Cake. It's a good call by you. Tony Taxi, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And how are you, sir?
What's up, Tony Taxi?
Listen, man. Listen, Ann, I got to be serious today. All my years I played football, coached football, and consider myself a decent evaluator of talent. And all the times I've called your show, I have never been more serious. When I tell you T. Higgins is the most complete receiver in this draft, he's 6'4", runs excellent routes, soft hands. You cannot jam him. He's so physical off the line of scrimmage and is a relentless blocker downfield. If you grab this boy now and you come back, who I think is a number two or three receiver in Antonio Gandy, 6'4", again, they will complement each other at times. Even Deshaun is at his end in the slot, Aguilar in the slot. How are you going to double Zach Ertz? It would be a nightmare for any defensive back or secondary in this league. It would be, and you're talking about all those applause you got from those excerpts you played a moment ago? No. You talking about fans screaming? This is what they need to do. And for three years, you know I've been saying it, they needed to get that boy some weapons. They never did. They have the opportunity now to get him what he needs, and that's what they need to do. T. Higgins,
I gotta say, listen, I think you're right about, certainly right about the weapons. I think you're dead right about that. I mean, I like T. Higgins. I don't get where you think T. Higgins has a better upside than Lamb. And who else do you like?
Because and Antonio Gandy, I'll tell you why. Lamb, I think he's good. I think he's the sixth receiver in this draft, though, honestly. And I tell you, because you can jam him at the line of scrimmage. He's a home run hitter. He's going to get his. But when I'm talking about a complete player that gives you everything, T. Higgins, there's no comparison. And then Antonio Gandy, take a look at him. And everybody's a virtual scout.
Everybody
like
loves these kids. He's from Liberty. He's
look at him. And you can evaluate talent. Everybody's a virtual evaluator like I am now. I didn't have the privilege to go around the country looking at players.
Tony,
but you got to look at film.
I know you're being serious. I am.
But we just disagree.
Like, I love you to death, but we disagree. I don't think Higgins.
He's the best.
He's not better than Lamb. and he's not more explosive than Ruggs is the fastest guy. So
Ruggs is the fastest, right? But you can get a hand on them. No, a defensive can't. Back can jam him. Yes, you can. You cannot do that way against
This isn't 1979 Lester Hayes, right? This league is about speed, man.
They're not as physical. You need physical receivers.
No, you don't need man, that I run anymore. Is Tyreek Hill a physical receiver?
No, he's not. I'm talking about what's more addressed for the Eagles. They're bred for the. They have the
they don't
Eagles.
Have any speed. They got no speed.
And I respect you.
What speed do they have?
What are you looking at? Huh? Take a look at if you go right now, look at Higgins and look at Gandy, I guarantee you change your mind. They more
Stop! You're gonna take a look at. I've seen them all, dude. Again, I don't need to tell you. Higgins is not a fast receiver. He doesn't have the speed that Lamb or Ruggs do.
Man, they'll take Lamb out. You hear me? Come, let him come across that middle.
Stop.
Okay.
Across the middle. What do you think? This is 1981?
Oh, man. Listen.
Come across the middle. Are you crazy?
Yeah, they got to come across the middle.
There's no safeties. There's none of that anymore. Are you watching football today? It's 2020, taxi man.
What? You don't see no receivers getting hit coming across the middle?
No, it's 2020. They don't hit like that anymore. There's no head-hunting safeties.
Let him come across my middle, Andy. I stretch him.
I bet you would. I bet you would. I know you're tough. I don't question your toughness. I love you. All right, see you, buddy. Sometimes we're drafted for another era. Follow?
That's great.
I love the taxi man, though. He's a good man.
Yeah. Ever since Antonio Brown. One across the middle against James Harrison. You haven't seen that, really. I'm serious. Like, I'm not trying to make a joke here. Like, it's true. You don't really see that, you know. Dude, like, Malcolm Jenkins knocked out Brandon Cooks in the Super Bowl.
There's no safeties anymore. There's really not. Like, this idea that...
They got, like, Jamal Adams.
Going over to say... Yeah, he's... You know, there's, like, a handful of guys in the whole league. Back in the day, they had headhunters going after you.
Wait, you got Jalen Mills now. Positionless.
You can't do that anymore. You can't hit guys like they used to be hit. You'll get a flag. I mean, come on, man. What are we watching here? All right. Coming up, a friend of mine who's in this line of work says to me, I'll make a case that C.D. Lamb goes 19. Are you ready?
Okay.
19. So we'll see. I'll do it on the other side. We'll play the game. Cause Radio Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Hey, don't forget the playback. Always a lot of fun. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, let's do the polls. The poll that you had, the one poll up and running. What's our poll situation? Our poll is always brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning, who can keep your wife comfortable in any season. Cairns can! With up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system.
All right, so the first poll that we put up this morning, which was a 24-hour poll, 21 hours left at 975 middays. If you knew for a fact, and fact is in all caps, that the top four wide receivers, Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, Henry Ruggs, and Justin Jefferson, would be gone before the Eagles pick at 21, what would you do on Thursday? The options: trade up to get one of the four, stay and pick the fifth best wide receiver, stay and pick another position, or trade back. Trade up to get one of the four leads the way at 52.5% of the vote.
We got another percent.
Yeah,
another,
so you're happy with point. That.
Yeah.
Trade back is 28.4% of the vote. Stay and pick another position is at 13.1% of the vote, and at just 6%, stay and pick the fifth best wide receiver.
Yeah, and to me, these are just three receivers.
Right, because you're anti-Justin Jefferson.
Right.
But I added him in there because, you know, a lot of people do like Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake that you added him in there, but whatever.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I mean, I don't hate Justin Jefferson.
He's a slot guy. Like, there's guys I like that I think could play in the NFL. I think Claypool could play in the NFL. I think Jefferson could play in the NFL. I think Higgins can play in the NFL. I don't think they're good fits for the Eagles, though.
Because you want the speed, the total speed factor, and the outside factor.
Yeah.
All right. The other poll that we just put up. So it's more than 24 hours because this is actually leading
Let's
up
go, Howie!
To yes. Right at 8 o'clock, the start of the NFL draft. So this goes to 8 o'clock tomorrow night, again at 975 middays. And it's worded as follows. Anthony doesn't know how to feel about Howie Roseman in the front office leading up to the draft. Would you like to sign a, quote, just believe pact and just believe that they will get things right this weekend? Here are your three options. Why not?
I said I'm believing them.
Okay, yeah. But you're sort of like, all right, you're part of the pact, all right?
I joined the pact.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. The three options. Why not? I'll sign. No, I just don't believe and don't have to. I already do. Where do you think the majority of the vote is?
No.
No, I just don't believe is at 52% of the vote.
Damn.
Why not? I'll sign is at 29.2, wow. And at 18.8%, it's don't have to. I already do.
Wow.
Now it's early. It's 300 votes. There's still over 24 hours left, but the majority so far are saying I just don't believe.
Oh my God.
That sucks. If you're in that 52%, that's a big number. You're just going in. You're like, you're scared about tomorrow. Not just scared, you're miserable for tomorrow and the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, it's bad, man.
Whereas I'm like, I'm excited. You know, I'm juiced up and feel good. I guess I'm in the way minority there.
Well, I'm a little nervous, you know, but I know what I want is the problem.
Right.
Like, I'm hell bent on what I want. If I don't get it, I'm going to be miserable. I was mad over the Sidney Jones pick. But I'm going to be livid over this pick if I don't get what I want. I mean, that's just, you know, what are you going to do? It's just how you feel, right?
Yep.
All right. We joke around a lot and we screw around. And coming up, we'll give you a guy I know in the business, and he gives me a situation scenario that CeeDee Lamb could go at 19. So we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about all the picks and what you want. But. Well, it's fun, and, you know, we argue and laugh and bust each other's stones. What's happening outside is very real. And the Sixers got all the four teams together, and they put out a video. And it's really awesome. I mean, kudos to the Sixers, and kudos to the Phillies and the Eagles and the Flyers for jumping on board this thing and creating a video. We got it for you. I want you to take a listen to the message from the teams.
Everything's off. You wonder, where are we? When When the present carries historic weight, it feels like all we can do is wait. But in this moment, we won't break. We're held together by our aunt, who shows no fear in the face of danger. Our neighbor, who lends a hand. Our pop, who runs from nothing. Our niece, who brings peace to a perfect stranger. Our friend, whose calls go beyond four walls. Our daughter, who put the room in motion. Our brother, who broke the silence when we needed it most. Heart will lead us back together. Back to first and goal with all of us on our feet. A walk-off with hugs all around. A miraculous save that has us buzzing for days. A three to seal it as we erupt. Until then, we root for what we've always rooted for. Like our greatest moments. Watching in slow motion. Hearts worn on our sleeves. No backing down from the fight. Laid it all out on the line. That's what brings us together time after time. Here, we don't quit when we've had enough. We don't hang up the gloves. We rise above. This is the city of brotherly love.
Ah, it's awesome. That is awesome. That's the tribute. I know the Sixers got all the teams involved, and they decided to do a tribute to all the city of Philadelphia and those people keeping our community running.
Yeah, to give credit, Nick McCain was the voice. He actually is a producer with the Sixers, does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, video stuff, and he's also a voice artist, as you can tell.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Great stuff. We appreciate it. Great stuff, guys. All right, back to our chicanery. Here you go. You ready? Here's a situation where Lamb can be there at 19.
I'm interested.
So, first thing that has to happen is that the Jets. Now, I'm told Joe Douglas loves C.D. Lamb. All right?
Okay.
However, what he loves more is Becton, the tackle. So, if Becton, who's projected to go before that, is there at 11, the Jets go Becton.
Okay. Makes sense. I mean, they need the Jets are kind of a mess. I mean, they got Darnold and Bell, but it's an ugly team. They do need help on that line, but they need to give him a weapon. They need to give Sam Darnold something.
But don't they need
they need to protect their franchise quarterback, yeah.
I think they need you know, protect. They got nobody to protect. They're horrible.
I mean, again, that team is a mess.
Yeah.
So everything that's going on with Jamal Adams, the New York Jets are a mess.
I know. All right. The Raiders would be next. Now, the Raiders, everybody's saying, they're going to go receiver. They got two picks. They got 19 and 12. And at 12, I'm told the Raiders are going defense. And they would go in this scenario at 12, they go C.J. Henderson, the corner out of Florida.
Okay.
So now you got the Niners who want to trade out.
Yes.
Now, if you're the Eagles, you can trade up and get your man right here. Or you wait, and the Niners take Ruggs.
Or another team jumps to 13.
Right. And then after that, Tampa's not taking a receiver.
No, they got enough.
Right? Denver could possibly take a receiver. Atlanta's not. Dallas is not. Miami is not. And there's 19. Raiders' second pick is a receiver.
What do you think Miami does with that pick, that second pick in the first round?
I think they go best possible.
Okay.
I think they go best possible right there. Sorry. I think it's a good time to break.
Is the ice cream man
we'll
coming
take
by?
A quick respite. It is Cuss Radio right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
Hey, I want to send good best wishes out, get well wishes out to our friend Rob. So our buddy Ray, who we met at Chicks that day, Tunis, right before the shutdown?
Yeah, literally right before it.
Yeah, his cousin Rob, it's a sin, man. Robbie tweets the show a lot. Big fan. It's awful. He suffered a stroke. He's only 45 years old. All right. And listen, we care about him. We're wishing him well. We want him to get through this. He's a Philly kid. He lives in Bakersfield, California. And man, we want him to be well. And we wish him well.
Yeah, and Ray was a great guy.
Great guy.
Ray actually went to the Flyers game that night.
Yeah,
he went to the last game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, he was fantastic.
So crazy to think. Just over a month ago.
Yeah, man. He was fantastic. Great guy. So how long? I can't believe it. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I think we're 6 weeks now? This would be week six.
Yeah, I guess so. What do you think of that scenario about Lamb?
It makes sense. It does. You just need a lot of things to fall in place, though, right? Like you need the tackle to fall to the Jets. And we'll see if that happens. We'll see what happens at 13, right? Like the 49ers have been very open about wanting to trade out. So what if a team jumps up to 13? What if they take CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
Instead of Henry Ruggs. Now, does that mean Ruggs could fall to 19? And then the other thing is, do you move up from 21 to 19?
See, here's the thing. I don't want to chance it. Because you still have Denver as a wild card.
Yes. I mean, they have a lot of needs. Chris Harris Jr. left, obviously, so they could probably look at corner.
I don't think they're going to take a wide receiver. I really don't. I mean, they have one who's really good.
Yeah, he made some spectacular catches last year.
I actually like Deshaun Hamilton, their other one. They can still take one, but I'm thinking not. Why not just trade up to the Niners? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I think it's just a thought like, all right, can I get that same player if I just trade up two spots as opposed to eight? But you're right. Like, you don't want to risk
again,
it.
Again, you're chancing it. I don't want to risk anything. I want the player. I want the lock. Evan and Manny Unk, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Evan.
Hey, Anthony, I'm with you. I would give up every pick in the draft to get the 49ers' first two picks. If you could get the 13th and get CeeDee Lamb or Henry Ruggs and get their 31st and then get Denzel Mims. I think that's his name. I'm blanking right now.
Yeah.
But I would do that. And then going back to the video you guys were playing with the girl, I'm out on that. No football, no Super Bowl, I'm out.
Yeah, that girl was horrible, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Is that amazing? Anytime, football, they really?
Entire football. Season. Like, no Super Bowl.
No.
Because you get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
Annoying group of girls. My God.
If you're watching football with a group of girls like that, they're asking questions every single play. I'm out on that. I'm not even entertaining that. I'm watching football with the boys or by myself.
Right.
And I'll tell you. Yeah, I'll tell
you. Like, here's the thing. I'm out. That's supposed to be a penalty? Like, she's supposed to be, you know, jabbing him by not watching the game with him?
That's not a penalty to me. That's,
right.
That's a win for me.
Right. Go upstairs. All right? Beat it.
And I'm with you. I think you got to trade up. You have to get either Ruggs or Lamb, whichever one's there.
I'm with you. Thanks, buddy. Take care, Ev. Dude, I keep going back to it. There's not going to be a receiver in the top 10. Because all the quarterbacks are going to go. Herbert's going to go.
And he goes early?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been hearing something. He could drop almost to where the Cowboys are picking.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. You think he's going to drop to 17?
So you go Burrow, Herbert, all in the top 10.
Yeah, I think, and Tua.
Speaking of Tua, by the way, this comes in from Ian Rappaport just 2 minutes ago. The Dolphins have actually called teams in front of them for a possible trade up from number 5 and are gouging the price to go up to number 3 to potentially take an offensive tackle. Rappaport says that we could actually see a run on tackles in the top 10 like never before. So there wow. goes, I don't know, hopefully that doesn't hinder
That's
the Jets.
Good. Well, you know, either way, Wirf's gone, Thomas gone, Becton gone. They're the top 3 tackles. So they're going to go in the top 10. That's for sure.
I wonder if the Jets even move up.
I mean, I wonder if Wills, does Wills go too? Could there be 4 tackles? Yeah, I guess so. So I thought he would be a little bit later on, but it could be 4. You could have the run of 4 tackles with Wills as well. I mean, that's scary. Now, you know what's funny? The best guy, the best pure player in the draft is a linebacker, is Simmons. He's the best pure player.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that he's just ready right away.
He's just same linebacker that can cover the slot receiver. But there's some good linebackers, man. Murray's good. Queen's good. Chaisson's good.
I think there's a lot of people that are falling in love with the idea of possibly going linebacker first round. I think there are fans that are falling in love with that idea.
Listen, I just give you, I think they're good players. They're not the fit for the Eagles. What you deem as a good player, you also need to look and address fit and need. I disagree with this notion of, you always got to go best player. No. No. Not if you have exhausted opportunity after opportunity to get an impact receiver and you failed. You still got to go after it. You still got to go get a receiver. It doesn't change your offense if you're a team that has a $100 million quarterback. Right or wrong?
Oh, you're right. I agree with you.
We started with the Cuzmath. We ended with the Cuzmath.
I like the Cuzmath.
I don't understand it. You know, it is what it is. Carson Wentz and an outside receiver with speed opens up the offense, makes them that much more dangerous, and you could be a contender. With the same bad linebackers, with the same question mark at safety, all that, Junis.
Put some respect in Nate Gary's mouth. How dare you?
Stinks. Don't forget our handoff to Mikey Miss. He's next at 2 o'clock. Tyrone, Natalie, brought to you by Philadelphia Handy Shoulder Center. specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, a lot of fun, man. One more day. Talking all draft. Enjoy it. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.